They say that the third time is the charm, but I found myself at the testing center for the fourth time. Honestly, they should have just issued a driver's license to me the first time for effort. I don't know why anyone has the right to judge my driving and determine if I'm capable of occupying the road legally. Sigh. Just thinking about taking the test again upset me. I couldn't even get my beauty sleep last night because I worried about not passing again. It was about time I got my driver's. I mean, I'm almost 19, and all of my friends are driving around with their tops down. It's only me who has to be subjected to asking one of them for a lift. How embarrassing. Daddy said he'd get me a new BMW X3 as soon as I passed and then upgrade me to a Maserati SUV if I took care of the Beamer. He could also be a pain when he wanted to be. The last three examiners were a nightmare, so I really hoped I would get someone nice this time. When I failed the last time, I thought about bribing her, but she looked like she was having none of it. She was such a bitch for failing me when I turned right from the wrong lane. I mean, like, gosh. Who does that? Hi, I said and smiled as the examiner got into the passenger seat. He looked like he was in his late 50s, maybe even early 60s, and needed a gym membership ASAP. I don't know how people with double chins could live with themselves. Yuck. You may begin, said the examiner. My parking was flawless. I rolled my eyes, seeing him make a note before we left the yard for a drive. There was always some flaw people found in me to undermine my perfection. Everything was going fine until we got to an uphill traffic light. I pulled up the handbrake as my instructor taught me, then looked at the side mirrors and rearview mirror. When the light turned green, I revved the car and raised my foot off the clutch and then pulled down the handbrake. The car stalled and then slightly rolled back before I slammed the brake. I saw the examiner looking at me in my peripheral vision. Just calm down, Natasha. It's only a small hiccup. Don't let this put you off. The car behind me hooted. My temples throbbed. I inhaled a deep breath and then pulled up the handbrake and started the car. As I released the handbrake, my feet simultaneously lowered and raised, making a smooth pull off. I was actually impressed with myself. I'm sorry to tell you that is an automatic fail, said the examiner. I was slack-jawed, and my eyes widened. A lump had developed in my throat, and I felt a shortness of breath. How the hell could this be happening? No, you can't be serious. I exclaimed. I'm afraid so, miss. A car cannot roll in any direction. I closed my eyes briefly and swallowed the lump. There is no way in hell I'm going through this torture again. Enough is enough. Look, sir. My voice raised. I have done everything right. That one little mistake shouldn't mean I have to do this all over again. Surely you can deduct points but not fail me. Sorry, miss. I'm just following the rules. I exhaled a heavy sigh, stuffed with frustration and anger. My jaw clenched and my chin lowered. I stared at the road, my piercing look projecting just under my eyebrows. There's no hope in hell I'm going home without my license. My chest puffed out as I inhaled a deep breath. I had to calm down before making my case. Daddy taught me that tone and words were extremely important when negotiating. The wrong attitude was detrimental to the negotiator. Sir, please understand that I was nervous. I know I made a small mistake, but redoing the test is harsh. The punishment doesn't fit the crime. And I'm just 18 years old. These types of things happen. I'm young, and you also need to consider that. I'm sorry, miss. I understand how you feel, but I'm just doing my job. He actually looked sympathetic, so that made me feel slightly better. But I felt I could use his sympathy to my advantage. I appreciate that, but I'm sure we can work something out. He looked at me.
Like what?
I smiled. Well, I'm sure there's something you need. Everyone needs something.
Such as?
You know, whatever it is that you need. I'm not sure what you mean exactly. His tone suggested that he didn't want to risk his job by being blunt and that I needed to be obvious about my intentions. I put my hand on his forearm and smiled, then slid my hand down his arm. His eyes followed my hand. My hand slid over his thigh, and I noticed his dick get hard.
Okay, I see what you mean, he said.
So then, yes. His eyebrows neared, and he looked at the road. I'm sure we can work something out. I smiled and said, great. He pointed at an abandoned building and said, take that road there. It was evident to me that he was familiar with the location by the way he directed me to the back of the building. I parked and then switched off the car. He looked at my chest from the corner of his eyes and smiled. His fascination with my tits was evident. I had to give him what he wanted to get what I want. I grabbed his hand and put it on my chest. He squeezed my left tit over my top. His lips parted as he leaned into my chest. I didn't want a wrinkly old man to touch me, but what choice did I have? He pulled up my top, exposing my tits. His tongue stuck out as he neared the nipple, and I frowned.
Yuck.
I didn't think I would stoop so low, but I had gotten tired of being the outcast in my circle. All my friends had fancy cars and could go wherever they pleased. Besides, there was no guarantee I would pass the next test. I couldn't keep going through this excruciating process. I closed my eyes as he sucked my nipple, and I couldn't wait for it to be done. Hopefully, he's gonna be satisfied with tasting my nipples and that's all he'll need to pass me. He rubbed my pussy over my jeans. A sigh emitted through my nose. How much more does he want? I reclined the seat after he slipped his fingers into my underwear. I figured that fingering me was going to satisfy him. He smirked and looked at me, probably thinking that he was doing an amazing job.
Yeah, right.
I was slightly wet, but that would have happened with anyone. He licked his lips while looking at me.
Oh, God.
He wants to lick my pussy. The examiner pulled down my jeans, and I shifted and then opened my legs. He played with my clitoris and then licked my pussy, his tongue waggling in all directions. The old geezer wasn't bad at licking pussy. I had worse. I just hoped that he didn't expect me to suck his dick. It was probably shriveled up amongst his rolls. He squeezed my tits while licking my pussy and glancing at me. He probably wanted to see if I was satisfied. Far from it. I just wanted the ordeal to be over so I could drive off into the sunset. His head perked up. I could only imagine what he wanted to do, but I had a good idea. He leaned back and unzipped his pants.
Oh, God, no.
He wants me to suck him. He looked at me and then at his dick. There was no way I would subject my gorgeous lips to his wrinkly old dick. I grabbed his dick and stroked it. He got harder and then smiled. One side of my lip curled as I cringed on the inside. I saw he wouldn't let me off the hook. But I really wasn't going to blow him. The only thing better than a blowjob was for me to ride him. I swung my right leg over him and pressed my hands on his chest to prop myself up before lowering my ass onto his dick. His puny dick went into my pussy, and I leaned forward over his shoulder so he couldn't see my face. He grunted several times as I bounced on his dick. I rolled my eyes, eagerly anticipating him to come. The sooner, the better, as far as I was concerned. The geezer probably shot blanks. I frowned, hearing him wheeze. It sounded like he struggled to breathe.
I carried on humping him, thinking it was his way of expressing satisfaction. He gurgled. I stopped and leaned back to look at him. His chin was raised, mouth wide open and his eyes frozen. He tapped his chest, and I said, "What? What do you need?" The tapping on his chest slowed. My heartbeat ramped up, as I feared for his life. "Are you okay?" I raised my voice. "Oh, God. What's happening? Sir, are you okay?" He was completely still. I checked his pulse, which was absent. My forehead wrinkled, and I stared at him, not knowing what to do. I contemplated for a few seconds how I would explain what had happened. I wasn't going to tell the paramedics I humped him to death. The best explanation I came up with was he had a heart attack during the drive. I smacked his chest. "How convenient of you to die while getting pussy. And now, I have to take this stupid test again. You jerk."